It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Here we are. We've got Ricky from Eyes No Eyes up at the station. He's going to be playing a show this Thursday with Dictaphone Blues.
Kia ora.
How's it going?
Not too shabby.
So you've chosen three songs.
Yep.
You were saying before that they're quite heavy influences. And you were worried that they're going to be too obvious.
Yeah, well, they're kind of like the. I don't think there's any surprises for anybody that's heard us or seen us live.
Mm. Well, we've been playing
cliche choices.
We've been playing your music quite a lot here at BFM. We've been loving it, so we're curious to see what tracks you've chosen to.
Alrighty.
The first one. We'll go from the start. Are you going to play the My Bloody Valentine?
Yeah. Only Shallow by MBV. It's probably their most heard song. They're a band where for a couple of years, about a decade ago, I had a lot of people telling me, "You must love My Bloody Valentine." And I would say, "I don't really like emo music. It's not really my thing." And I wrote them off because I thought that it was My Chemical Romance or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I just never got around to listening to it until, well, it took a good couple of years, and a good friend of mine, Gareth, was like, "You have to listen to this album." Mm. And I sat down with him and listened to the song first, and was just like, "Holy shit, this is
what
somebody
you've been
looking for." I was like unknowingly ripping off. Like, I've accidentally rewritten this song a dozen times. Mm.
Well, that happens.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know a lot of people that have kind of, when they spend a lot of time listening to one band, too much maybe, and
then for sure,
they get really inspired and then copy one of the songs.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll kind of sit there and be jamming out and be like, "This is a really cool chord progression."
And show then, it to someone else.
And then intellectualize it and be like, what chords am I playing? Oh, I'm playing Only Shallow again.
Mm. What made you pick out this track from the album?
It's the first thing that I heard by them at all. I love MBV. I love Isn't Anything. They're all great albums. The EPs are really, really good. But the song just hit me so hard the first time I heard it, and I instantly connected. And I was like, okay, this is what I unknowingly was looking for.
Yeah, of course. All right. Well, let's give it a listen, and then we'll have a wee chat about the other tracks that you've chosen.
Sick.
Oh,
juicy. So juicy.
We're saying that I need to listen to some more of My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah, you do. You need to listen to
I'll give it a go. I'll give it a go. Maybe I'll play some next week when I've given given them a full listen.
Yeah.
The college try.
Do it, do it.
This next one. Is it The Cure that you wanted to play next?
Next one is The Cure, a band that I've been listening to since I was like 4 years old. Probably like my first favourite band. Mm. Yeah, I was lucky to have a weirdo brother who's into some stranger shit than what my parents were into. It's a nice break from like Celine Dion and Shania Twain and ABBA.
Is that what's forced down your throat?
Yeah, to a degree. And a lot of like just weird, bad Christian music. I grew up in a Christian family, and there's a lot of like the Christian version of this, and it's just kind of like a mediocre clone.
And it almost pushed you in the other direction.
It did actually. Music was a little bit of the reason that got me out of the church, because I kind of felt like it was all a bit empty and soulless.
Mm. Well, this track from The Cure, which one have you chosen?
If Only Tonight We Could Sleep, which is off Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, which isn't my favourite album. Mm. I'd rate Blood Flowers and Disintegration above that record, but that particular song I really like. It has quite a strange feel to it. Very, very long intro before the vocal comes in, and kind of like a bit of a weird Eastern-y kind of scale.
There are tracks on this album, I think, like my all-time favourite tracks from The Cure are on this album. But then, the albums I like more like Disintegration are... they're kind of more just like consistently good.
Yeah, totally. Disintegration and Bloodflowers are two amazing records that are very consistent all the way through. But there's a lot of, really, like this album, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, has a lot of like weird filler on it. And like it goes from this song to like this real bubbly, bouncy pop song next on the track list. It's a strange record.
All right. Well, we'll give this track a listen, and then we'll come back with the final track, and we'll have a little talk about your show this Thursday.
Yeah, sweet.
Thank you. One more? What's the last one?
One more. This next song, this was the hardest one to choose. Those other two were very easy and kind of felt obvious to me. This last song is a song by the Cocteau Twins. Really any song off of Heaven or Las Vegas, that entire album is pretty perfect as far as I'm concerned. There's no moments on there where I'm like, I don't really like this song.
Yeah.
I don't really like this, but there's maybe like a couple of sections on there, like a couple of little chord progressions where I'm like,
that could have been done differently.
Yeah, but generally it's like around the corner from this like erupting beautiful chorus.
Well, you like the whole album. How did you choose this track out? Is it just like because it's a great way to finish the album?
It's a beautiful finisher, and there's this real cool juxtaposition between the verse and the chorus. The verse is quite kind of reserved and kind of dark, and the chorus is very explosive and just beautiful pop music, the best kind of pop music on the planet.
All right. Well, you have a show on Thursday, a couple days from now. Wine Cellar, Dictaphone Blues as well, playing $10 on the door.
$10 on the door.
I think there's pre-sales going now on Under the Radar as well.
That sounds about right.
If you're keen to get in quick. So how many songs have you guys released? I found it difficult to, because you guys don't have a Bandcamp, right?
We've got one song that's floating around on like Spotify and
that's on TV,
iTunes and stuff. Yeah, that's on TV, which we put out probably over a year ago now. Then there's another song, Saint Guillotine, which is maybe a couple of radio stations have
we haven't released it.
And we've made a beautiful music video for that with our friend Jackie Sue, featuring Siobhan Connor. No, fuck. Wrong last name. Sorry, Siobhan.
We know Siobhan.
You know Siobhan. They're beautiful and did a great job in the music video, which will hopefully come out in the next month or two.
Those kind of things are always... always pushed back, and it's understandable.
Yeah, we'd pretty much got to the point where we had finished the album. Jessie had finished recording her vocals, and then her computer crashed and her hard drive wiped.
So back
we didn't
to square
have a backup,
one.
So we're doing redoing all of her vocals as soon as
well. You
want to
do it right. You want to do it right.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, I'm never in a rush with these kinds of things. I could sit on it for years and find things that I need to change. So I mean, maybe we just need to finish it and get it the fuck out there.
Well, it's up to you. It's your music. All right, well, we'll give this track from the Cocteau Twins a listen, and then we'll just say thanks for coming up.
Thanks for having me.
This is a great song.
It's beautiful. Fruit for Foxes, isn't it? Thank you.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.